Anda bersama SBS Bahasa Indonesia. Dapatkan lebih banyak lagi cerita bagus di sbs.com.au/indonesia.
Jika Anda tinggal di kota di Australia, kemungkinan besar Anda akan menemukan buku yang bisa dibaca dengan mudah. Toko buku, perpustakaan lokal, toko serba atau department store, semuanya adalah tempat yang memudahkan Anda memperoleh bacaan yang sesuai dengan keinginan Anda. Namun, jika Anda tinggal beberapa jam dari kota terdekat, melewati jalan tanah yang sulit, atau bahkan tidak ada jalan sama sekali, yang tadi disebutkan bukanlah pilihan yang tersedia. Dan disitulah Indigenous Literacy Foundation berperan. Mereka baru saja melewati tonggak sejarah pendengar dengan mengirimkan 1 juta buku, banyak di antaranya dalam bahasa asli, ke sekitar 500 komunitas pribumi terpencil. Berikut ini rangkuman yang disusun oleh Alan Lee. Cindy Manfong adalah seorang wanita Jingili Mudbura dan Mangarai yang tinggal di Catherine di Northern Territory. Saat ini, ia adalah editor proyek penerbitan untuk Indigenous Literacy Foundation atau Yayasan Literasi Pribumi, ILF. Namun, saat ia masih kecil dulu, buku merupakan barang langka.
I think growing up a lot too, like I never, even just being in school and stuff, like I never really saw many books that, you know, were written or illustrated by Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people and just seeing what else is out there too.
Rekan kerja Miss Manfong di ILF adalah seorang perempuan Wiyabul, Zoe Kasim, kepala program organisasi tersebut. Ia mengatakan bahwa kurangnya buku yang ditulis oleh orang-orang bangsa pertama merupakan bagian dari masalah yang lebih besar.
If you think about our histories in this country, we've typically been left out of textbooks. And there was a period of time where we weren't allowed to speak our language, we weren't allowed to practice our cultures, and we were put onto missions and into different parts of the country that we had never had connection to. So you have generations of people that were removed directly from country and therefore our language and our cultural practices.
Miss Kasim mengatakan, dari pengalamannya sendiri, akses mendapatkan buku memperluas wawasan dan imajinasi.
For me, when I was growing up, books were my escape. Books were my way of going beyond the town that I grew up in. I could imagine fighting dragons and I could imagine wielding swords and that kind of stuff. And it was the most beautiful thing, to the point where, like, I love reading stories to my kids and I love having that kind of escape.
Program Book Supply dari ILF telah memberikan kesempatan kepada ribuan orang di komunitas terpencil. Program ini, pendengar, baru saja mencapai tonggak sejarahnya dengan menyediakan 1 juta buku bagi ratusan komunitas terpencil di seluruh Australia, di mana setengah dari buku-buku itu ditulis oleh orang Aborigin dan penduduk Kepulauan Selat Torres. Buku-buku ini memungkinkan kaum muda Australia melihat diri mereka sendiri tercermin dalam buku-buku tersebut. Ben Bowen, seorang pria wirajuri yang menjadi CEO dari ILF, menyampaikan berikut ini.
We're not just talking about books in cupboards, we're talking about books that are in classrooms, that are in health services, that are in community services, that are in actual people's homes and on bookshelves, you know. There are kids with books now in all these communities and it's incredible to see that change.
Program Book Supply merupakan inisiatif ILF yang sudah berjalan paling lama. Program ini dimulai pada tahun 2004 sebagai Riverbend Readers Challenge yang dibuat oleh pendiri ILF, Susie Wilson AM, untuk mengumpulkan dana bagi kesempatan literasi di daerah terpencil di Australia. Zoe Kasi mengatakan bahwa faktor logistik untuk mendistribusikan buku-buku ke masyarakat jadi tantangannya.
Catherine is like a hub where things get then sent out to communities. So imagine going from our warehouse in Melbourne. They have to then fly to Darwin, travel by truck to Catherine, then travel by truck out to these communities. It takes weeks for these books to get to where they're supposed to. Because access is on a dirt road, or it's by helicopter, or it's by barge. It's not just a Big W or a Kmart. It's not just down the road.
Dan logistik seperti ini tidak murah. Begitu pula dengan buku. Ben Bowen mengatakan ILF hanya berhasil karena dukungan yang antusias.
It's important to recognize how many people have helped us get here. You know, this is not something that was done overnight or a flash in a pan. It's something that's taken nearly two decades for us to deliver. There are countless people and too many to name that have helped us get there, but they're all still walking with us. The publishers do look after us, and you know, they give us access to these books at quite a healthy rate. But look, even shipping these books out, we couldn't do this without our partner Australia Post, and it's incredible. Like to try to explain how to get a book out to some of these remote communities.
Mr. Bowen mengatakan hanya dengan $10, mereka dapat memberikan buku kepada seorang anak di komunitas terpencil, dan mereka telah melakukannya jutaan kali. Sini Manfong bekerja untuk Book Supply selama beberapa tahun sebelum pindah ke perannya saat ini. Ia mengatakan 1 juta buku merupakan tonggak sejarah yang sangat istimewa.
I have no words to describe it, to be honest. Like, I just, it was a really, just a special feeling, I guess, knowing that we've hit 1 million. Because again, when I was doing Book Supply, we were only up to like a couple of thousands or so. So just getting it out there that we've now hit 1 million is a very incredible feeling.
Sementara Ben Bowen menambahkan bahwa ini adalah permulaan yang baik.
Oh, look, another 5 million, I reckon. We look, this is not slowing down at all. In recent years, about 4 years ago, we were delivering about 70,000 books, you know, 75,000 books. It's gone up to 150,000 books. The demand is growing. Off our data, we are not even really hitting half the marketplace here. There's a lot of need out there still, and where it's not about saturating the market, it's really about getting good books out there.
Saat ini pendengar, ILF tidak hanya mendistribusikan buku, tetapi juga menerbitkan buku yang ditulis oleh anggota masyarakat terpencil, di mana banyak di antaranya dalam bahasa pertama atau bahasa asli. Sejauh ini, mereka telah menerbitkan lebih dari 100 buku yang mencerminkan lebih dari 30 bahasa pribumi. Zoe Kasi mengatakan bahwa proyek tersebut melestarikan dan memelihara bahasa dan budaya pribumi, serta memperkuat rasa memiliki, kepercayaan diri, dan kesejahteraan.
It's the power of the ILF in supporting communities to tell their stories, their way, and share their connections and their histories and their cultures with everyone. Because it's a shared history, it's a shared story, and no matter where you are in this country, the moment you set foot on Australian soil, you're on Aboriginal or Torres Strait Islander land, and that therefore becomes your history too. So to be able to have books that you see Aboriginal or Torres Strait Islander languages and cultures, it's a beautiful testament to the intergenerational strength that we have in our communities.
Demikian tadi mendengar rangkuman yang disusun oleh Alan Lee untuk SBS News dan dibawakan oleh Tia Arda untuk SBS Indonesia.
Sukai, berbagi, komentar. Ikuti SBS Program Bahasa Indonesia di Facebook.